Hey everyone, welcome back to Rising Giants in 2024. We're excited for the year ahead. Today, we're welcoming back Moncol Sok to the podcast. He last joined us in 2021. He's the co-founder and CEO of CodingGate. CodingGate is one of the original pioneers in the tech space in Cambodia, having built some of the leading applications in the country and transitioned many leading businesses to a digital future. They now embark on a new chapter that is product-centric with the launch of GateMaster AI and Gate Commerce. As always, thanks very much for tuning in. And if you get a chance, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. It's great to welcome you back to Rising Giants. I'm going to take these off for a minute. And, you know, it's been nearly 3 years since we last had you on.
Yes, yeah.
So what's been going on in the world of Moncol in the last 3 years?
I think it has been going a lot of things. I think we go through it upside down with business and also many other areas as well. But all these things have been good progress in all aspects, because we can see the progress of moving on in terms of CodingGate. CodingGate is my company, and also we have a good collective of people who working at CodingGate, keep on, you know, growing their skill, providing better service to customer, and also innovating more product as well. And the interesting thing about that is that before we are only on the service technology service provider, but now we also based on our, you know, day by day, year by year, to keep on earning and investing. So now we have two technology products that give a CodingGate, as we call flagship products, that helping CodingGate to grow faster as well. The first one with the GateMaster, and the second one, which is a GateCommerce. This is a technology product that we believe that it can be great impact for embrace the digital economy in Cambodia. Yeah.
Great. And how did you kind of get through COVID? What was that like for your team and just you personally?
I think so. With COVID is definitely, we can build all business, all entrepreneurship have been go through very hard time, you know, like in terms of to keep up the operation running. And sometimes we have to change almost 360 degree of the business to keep the business running. Sometimes things is unplanned. Like for example, sometimes we getting multiple time lockdown that people cannot go out from the home to go to work. And yeah, the people also getting concerned, the emotional challenge, and also many aspects as well. But the key point is that in the IT industry, looking on the positive side on that, in the IT industry, I think with the COVID have been give us a really big opportunity to embracing technology as a part of the government initiative, and also seeing the real situation that technology must be implement into day-to-day life and also the business. And this is can lead us to another opportunity as well. But goes through with the COVID, we learned so many things, is to focus on key strength of each company. And also for our personal thing is that we have to be focused on what thing is matter in life, and also, you know, value every moment that we can move on, we can survive, and we can making step. And the thing that I feel that appreciating all this challenging period of time is that give us the, you know, the to really take things serious, to really know what are the important in life that we need to be responsible, and also can learn from it, and also to appreciate, and also be known what are the things that we can fulfill, what are the things that we cannot fulfill, but be responsible all the angle of life, and not only just life, but also from business. I see that time the work that we do, we got a lot of both side understanding from our team. And actually we are the entrepreneur, one of the entrepreneur, we are the in the middle of all surrounding many angle, from staff, from stakeholder, from business owner. But one of the key things that I find and appreciating the moving on this is about keep up knowing what the value important, the value of life, and what value that we want to bring to the society, and keep there, don't change, and be respectful for and appreciate for things that people and also things around us. Yeah.
So how would you say that like your vision as a company has evolved in the last few years? What would you say has changed about how you approach things?
The vision of the company that Coding Gate, I think so, we have not changed my, I think so, this is the thing that we find that the vision that we set for 5 years, 2020 and 2025, have been carried on. So because we focus on helping business transform into digital or digitizing business and helping business to apply technology to every part of their business operation so that they can be transform their business successfully. So this thing that we said, which is even the situation have been with the COVID and economical downturn that happens, but our vision still remaining the same, but we add in one more because Coding Gate since we start until now, we focus a lot about use empowerment in technology, and we add it on because now we believe that leverage of using AI technology, we can equip the youth, young talents and also entrepreneur, Cambodian entrepreneur to be the next level by using AI to be more smartly on their day-to-day operation and also the strategy to move their business more effective. And we see that if Cambodian youth and also entrepreneur doesn't take this opportunity to utilizing AI and also technology well, the possibility to stay in a very competitive environment will be very challenging. So I see that thing is that the economic challenges and also with the COVID, we're lucky enough that our vision, our mission still valid in this period. So this is a thing that we do already. We have been working on it so many years, and now actually is the time for us because since start 2013, Coding Gate was really, you know, bring the technology knowledge, offer this service to the market without people aware about this service. But now people really highly demand on the technology transformation for the business and use it for their daily, day-to-day for work, to study, and also all aspects for them. So for us, it's about be firmly more, build up more capacity, build up more resource to supply and be, you know, we take back that, you know, we have been, Startup Global Awards since 2019. So let's stand firm and appreciate that, you know, recognition and be the name that we have been taken, right? So let do more.
Just from the audience perspective, if they're trying to sort of understand a little bit better about what you do, could you talk about a few standout projects that you're proud of, that you achieved in the last few years? Maybe it's businesses that you help digitally transform or, you know, impacts that you've had with a certain client.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for raising up. I think that we have been taking a work. It's very challenging because our job seems to be, we offer software development service and we have been taking a really key task or key service to establish the digital foundation, digital business foundation. What it means that every business without having a proper, you know, database management or, you know, operation management or any kind of system to manage their business information properly, it's really hard to imagine how can the business can scaling up, right? And it's really hard to imagine like how can they be increase the effectivity, increase the customer service to the customer so that they can achieve the excellent, like, customer service excellence on that. So these kind of things, we have been taking this very difficult job to work with the customer to build up part by part of their business. Part by part, what I mean is that each department, so we transform department, one department to another department until they completely transform the whole business. So this journey is very difficult because we not always the business owner of our client know what they want. They not really understand how to bring the high standard of their business operation with the proper SOP, standard operation procedure. So when we come to work with them, a lot of time that they may not, sometimes they may not know what they want. And it's also when we come up to work, we have to build not only the technology support, but we also work with them as a business consultant. We have to learn about their business. So have to accept the fact, you know, For me, of course, I can quickly learn about all the business very quickly because of kind of my passion and day-to-day spending time to research other business as the hobby. My hobby is that sitting down to understand other business day by day is my hobby, right? But not really all my team can quickly learn on that. So sometimes we're taking a lot of time. So I have to spend a lot of time to train them, to teach them so that they can be the same level as I can. And this is the kind of the challenge that we have. But of course, when we working with customers, they open to collaborate, and then we build one department to another department, and the team that who working on that project get starting to understand deeply about the business, so we can transform the business faster. So those transformations that we can see, build up the strong business management for the customer so that they can run the business as a digital, before we call data driven, and then we move on to digital driven business. And the last one that we have in the business to transform to AI driven business. So this is the year that we talk about AI driven business as a term, because by set up their business to have all part of their business manage their business data already, transform into operating, automating business or digital operating, and then AI, which means that how can we, gathering all that business data and then turn to be a personalized each of the information to connect with their customer. And we have spending so many years to work on the technology we call customer forefront technology. Let's say the mobile app to engage from business to all the stakeholder to their customer, because we believe that if business don't have a technology that let the customer do the customer sales service, it's so hard for them to scale the business forward, because each customer have different need, different preference. And if the business doesn't supply or serve in that level, the customer always need to change, because what they feel like is that this business doesn't know what my need, doesn't know my value, and they don't care about me. This is a real. And how can one company have 10 staff, 30 staff to handle to 1,000, 100,000 customer to 1 million customer without a technology let the customer handle day to day? And not to mention about the name of the project, the client that we work with, but some of the project is online marketplace allowing the customer to order their products, food, beverage, the delivery product to the customer, and also provide the customer day-to-day delivery to the customer and purchase their service and the products. And also some of the work that we do is that delivery the service and track their service, track their product to the hand of the customer. So we work a lot of e-commerce platform, a lot of technology to provide the customer sales service. This is the work that we do, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to hear that transition, and congratulations on having hit over a decade of running the business since it started, which is a huge feat within itself. It's funny hearing the journey, because what it sounds like is as you go in and physically, tangibly help each department of the business, it's like finally you've learned about how to work and create and be able to help become the or help make these departments more efficient, to now where you're implementing your new AI solution, Gate Master AI, to hopefully not have to be as hands-on with this support and be able to use and leverage AI to make it a little bit more simpler for businesses, which is a great transition and just awesome to see how technology has been able to grow in parallel with the scaling of your business in that sense too. And so just to maybe dive a little bit more into that solution for Gate Master, could you talk to us about what the general idea of that solution is and what a business can get out of it if they're able to implement it?
Yeah. So as we all aware, right? So the key important to strengthen and also to produce great results for business is about having skillful workforce, which means that the company should have a skillful staff or resource to solve the problem more effective, to able to get deep of the problem and can creating the solution and executing more on better than just the challenge of all of us is that we always have a lot of ideas, yeah, a lot of get to know many things, but execution sometimes not really strong. The reason that we don't having really strong execution, because first thing, we don't get in deep of the plan. We cannot creating the strong plan, but with the AI, the generative AI that we see so far, it allow us to actually get in deep of the problem and then can prepare into the tech-based image and also many other. But for me, what I really get step back on the corporate, I mean, on the business and thing, you know, text writing, you know, the writing text is really powerful. So allow us to get deep in the problem and plan it correctly, and then we can execute. So this is actually a small thing, but if you don't aware about the power of this, you know, the read and write, the read and write capability, and also transform into the message so that all of us as the collaborative team can do, or the team or the people, maybe the community or the society to know, we cannot move anywhere. And I understand this, so that we'll be creating the Gate Master. So to a Gate Master.ai is personal and business advisor technology that equip to the business owner, to manager, and also specialist, so that they can use the technology AI to perform many pre-built template, business template or personal template, so that they can execute it properly. And the most advanced of this platform that we have been upgrade so far, every customer, every user or every people who using Gate Master, they can build their own AI. They can build in their own AI. What is they build? They can custom their, you know, their AI, for example, AI chatbot for marketing, customer service, their HR, their, you know, their finance, all the part of their business. For me, I can share with you one of the things that I do is that I have my own AI, that my own AI know me very well. And it's also can knowing my vision, my company vision, all the service of my company in thing, I train them already. So every time I want to tell them my purpose, very short, one sentence, but they can give me the right, you know, more accurate. So that's why I value that now minutes of execution and get to the right point is the key important. And we know that every hour, every minute of us, not talk about hour anymore, every minute of us is very powerful to transform, to impact on other people's life, right? And also we need to save a lot of time, because as an entrepreneur, we have to sacrifice so many things to creating solution, to empowering other, so that we can have a better society, keep the economy going, right? So I build a chatbot for myself, I build chatbot for all my department so that I can answer. And still now, I also still need to do a lot of proposal writing for my clients. And this is, you know, I can't thank enough of this innovation, because I can get more personalized of the customer need, and also take me less time to do this. But the key important can dive deeper to get the really well outcome, so I can execute. And the good point is that when I do so, I also have an AI to consult me. For example, we providing custom software development, so I have my AI as a pre-sale expert so I can ask them for give me the key points so I can improve my proposal while I'm writing. I also have, like, we provide the service like Udo, which is an ERP technology on that as well. So I'm building the Udo pre-sale expert, so they know everything about that and help me to get what I want easily, right? So that's the thing. So, and we have two more. I was talking about the custom AI chatbot, and then we have the custom template. So the custom template is that allow the business or allow the people to actually creating their own template, so that it can generate specifically as their need, fit their need on that. And the key point is that every time they generate, not about generate general. So this is the key point. We provide the information so they know exactly what we want right away, rather than try to explain about what are the information about the company, the personal information over and over again. This is time wasting, right? So repetitive work is not a good thing, right? So when we tie with the custom, so that we can get the result. And lastly, we also providing the custom prompt. So we actually build up, you know, a lot of AI prompt ready. This is the language that we call AI language, right? Prompt is like AI language. So we build a lot of this ready, and we allow the user to build their own prompt, so that they don't need to you know, chat in the, you need to writing a lot of things. For example, I introduce myself to AI, so I also need no need to write. I just click on the prompt, I insert my prompt, then just enter, AI will know me already. So this is the thing that we have for. And I think people want to bring people more understanding that what AI can really help in every aspect of our life, right? Every aspect. Mm-hmm. So if we can pre-build this kind of this AI ready, so which means that we can have hundreds of teammates. The teammate and the colleagues can give us the power so that I can execute very effective. And
what has been the reception on the product so far, like versus what you went in expecting, and then now after talking to customers and seeing how they work with it, like,
yeah,
what's that been like trying to educate the market? And I'm sure there's a lot of early adopters that really just take it and integrate it quickly.
Yeah.
But what's that learning curve been like for your potential customers?
Very interesting, yeah. I have bringing this technology Gatemaster out to the market. And one of the things that I am kind of excited. At the same time, I also having high concerns. The people starting to really take and understand the AI, or actually understand the AI in a very different way. The first thing is that they look in the AI, they really think about using only one side, you know, like kind of, you know, using AI for generating image, they're using AI for generating other things. But when I bring this technology out, it's really about, you know, like, it's like using for work, using for day-to-day operation on that. And the point is that with the technology that we bring, it's about empowering individual or empowering business owner and manager with the way they work differently. They work new way. It's like everything with plan, everything with, you know, like brainstorm quickly and also execute quickly. So this is a thing that I can see the gap. I meet a business owner, I meet different people on that. The point is that the day-to-day operation that they have done, they feel like this technology is a bit behind, a bit too far from them. And they all say, sometimes they say it's a great platform, but they need to learn to change their day-to-day. They need to change the day-to-day work for them. And this is the thing that I find that, okay, this is the thing that we need to, how can we keep up the regular day-to-day of their way of working with the, you know, by equipping AI. So, but the good thing is that they also looking for, of course, AI currently is in English a lot, but of course, we accept the fact that Cambodian people, not all of us knowing English. And for young generation, yes, but also I meet a lot of business owner, entrepreneur, that they day-to-day for them is that they're spending time on the phone. They're using communication as a day-to-day of their business activity. And this is a thing that is a key important change. How can I connect with them, empowering them new way to let them bring this technology to their management team or their key team to do not the same as them? Imagine this is an interesting thing, right? Imagine like day-to-day, people spend time to communicate. Communicate doesn't producing, you know, the big result out from their day-to-day communication, because every day people spend time to do customer service to each other, not actually delivery the key work of it. So it's good that people feeling engaged, feeling active, but the productivity doesn't come from there. The productivity is coming from the proper meeting, proper understanding of the work, and get the work done. And this is the way that we try to change. But in Cambodia, the way we work every day is spending more communication. People want to feel that everything is moving, everything is progressing. People communicate a lot. Communication does not mean it producing the final result. So that's why now we are engaged to letting, okay, people, one person plan, people can actually review on the plan, confirm the plan, and then divide the work, and people do the work separately. So this is kind of the new way that we bring. And I can see the response was not... The change will take some time, but we do every day. Soon this change will be good, because when people adapt with our way of technology support on this, then the productivity, the effectivity will happen more. So we bear already that this will be the good change that we want to bring.
Yeah, you know, Monco, I might need to borrow you for 30 minutes to help me come up with a chatbot AI so that I can respond to 200 Telegram messages I get from Max every morning. That might make me a little bit more efficient.
Yeah. We actually now working for the next version, feature is customer support center that we will be embed into our AI as well. So allowing, soon there will be people will not connect you from personal chat as for you. You will build your own chat Telegram bot so that people can connect you with the Telegram bot. What will be different?
Perfect.
Like, you can imagine like people will connect you with the Telegram bot. They can communicate with you. You can respond to them. But key important is that sometimes you have so many friends, but you want to send them the, you know, the New Year wish greeting or something. So you have to send 200. All right. But with the Telegram bot, you can send one personal line and everyone will receive. Okay. So this will be
perfect. Well, yeah. Yeah, we'll go through and come up with a couple of prompts and stickers that we'll use for my response back to Max with all the business messages that come through. No, it's a really fascinating solution, and touching on the kind of like the adoption of that with more traditional businesses. So it sounds like a very interesting challenge that you're looking to overcome. The other part of your business, one of the other solutions that you mentioned was e-commerce and how you've worked with several clients there and building out a lot of products on that side. And one of the other solutions, and that solution that you've touched on is called GateCommerce. And I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about GateCommerce and for the audience, what that solution offers.
Sure. Another one, which is our second product of CodingGate within to actually, you know, launching last year. GateCommerce is a platform, the social commerce, or I think we move to, we call quick commerce, but this technology is a combination between e-commerce, social commerce, and quick commerce together. So what it really bring is that allow each company in Cambodia, or not only just in Cambodia, to easy to onboard their business to having kind of social shop. But we start with the Telegram shop. Soon we'll go to another different social platform as well, so that business can put, actually we're bringing the 5 strategy, actually this is the 5 strategy to help business to bring all their product to put on the Telegram shop, the shop, e-commerce shop, so that they can show their product, all their product to the customer, very simple, very quick. Second is that after they can put all their products on their shop so that we can making integration with the bank. And this is really interesting in Cambodia that I can't imagine like this thing can happen, right? So shop, whether personal or whether commercial, they actually can creating a merchant to the bank, the financial institution, any bank, so that they can actually having a merchant account, whether personal or whether company. So when they have it, so we can integrate right away into our GateCommerce. Very simple. We can integrate on that so that every time customer buy the product, they can actually pay right away. And in Cambodia, we have to accept the fact because of COVID. That's why COVID sometimes is also good. Before, people really afraid to buy things online and purchase on that as well. And still now, right? Because of trust. But I always telling the business owner to say, people buy your product and pay to you. It's not the technology. It's not about the technology. The technology is just a tool. The reason they buy and they pay to your company because of your trust, the brand, the trust that they have to your company. That's why they pay. So this is the key important by having online shop. They trust their brand. They purchase one time, they may not pay. The second time, they not pay. But the third, the fourth, people don't want to, you know, if they buy, they will pay right away. And continue forward, they will continue buying and pay right away. And that's making the business in a good way, because e-commerce creating in providing effective way for business. People buy, pre-order, and pay first, and then the product will deliver to their doorstep. So this is a thing that it happened all over the world, and the e-commerce purpose of e-commerce technology. And now we're able to embrace this technology to business with a very affordable cost. And we committed to be a part of the, you know, the Cambodia, our government initiative is to embrace technology to the business. So we with the shop, before it cost at least $5,000, $10,000 or more. But now with the GateCommerce, we committed to provide affordable customer only $150 per month. So they actually have really good platform payment integration and also delivery collaboration, delivery integration with the partner as well. We only provide the platform, the technology, so that each shop, they will transform into digital. And one of the key feature, the last, is that how can they keep retain customer, right? So we providing really effective platform so that they can publish the feed update. So they're sending to the notification to Telegram, and then the customer receiving and also can browse through the information and they can purchase more. So this is kind of the whole strategy that embed into this technology and very affordable for business, yeah.
Who would you say your main competitors are? Would it be TikTok Shop, you know, social media, or are there other startups in Cambodia that are kind of pushing on this as well?
Sure. I think it's based on my experience in Cambodia, in the technology space, especially the work that we do, we don't concern about because the market is very big and important about technology. It's not about the technology advances. CodingGate, we have saying, okay, our technology is quite advanced, but we don't count. I would put in this word, we don't count on technology. We count on the customer service. We count on the team able to implementing the technology to business properly and take care of the customer along journey, empower them to use this technology firmly. Even we actually bringing the technology very affordable to looking for the mass market, but we don't go fast. We make sure that each onboarding customer, one company by one company, getting on our platform, they will be well trained, they will well utilizing this technology. So this is the key strategy for us. It goes slow, but one customer, they technology gate master, gate commerce, really impact all their business, transform their business into digital. And the area that we focus on is to focus on digital marketing and digital sales. The platform to giving them the most effective digital marketing and digital sale. The rest of, you know, like stock and also many other aspects is another technology that we can support. But now we want to give the best technology to the hands of entrepreneur or the business owner or manager so that they transform their business into digital. So having many products but don't know where to show. And sometimes I think we will see soon there will be the different scenarios that people will not connect through, you know, scan connecting Telegram or scan connect to, you know, social LinkedIn and things. They will scan to their shop, right? Yeah, scan to see their product on their shop through Get Commerce, yeah.
Yeah, direct to customer is a huge market that Max and I always talk about and are really excited to see how that's really been pushing forward in Cambodia too. So excited to hear about how Gate Commerce is coming in and being a strong product offering to a lot of these customers and clients that you're working with. It would be great to maybe get an idea of numbers around how many businesses that are leveraging Gate Commerce at this time. And yeah, it'd be good to get a bit of that scope.
Yeah. Currently, relating to that information, it's in the part of our strategy progressing. So could not share for now, but it's soon you will see on our social media to share day by day of the customer onboard our platform on that. And we'll share soon, follow up on CodingGate page. But what I want to embracing on that is that we have been bring the customer attention and also giving the customer to see is that the fastest of onboarding. So we can spending, I think it's a maximum within 1 week to helping customer onboarding their shop, transform into, you know, digital platform like Gate Commerce. And this is a thing that I have been research and working on this thing many years. And how can we spending less time to help business convert their business into digital? It took us many years, but now with the platform that we have been established and technology advances that we have been bringing, this is giving us a really strong confidence that fast onboarding customer, getting the product there, integrate properly, and then they can execute right away. And key important is about customers' retention. So I have been mentioned already is that how can we make sure that from customer buying one time on the next purchase, how can we keep them, retain them to make them feeling that the business is still connecting with them? and how we can make sure that business having the a company channel to connect with to their customer. So what we implement on our technologies that allowing the business to send the information to the customer, update to the customer. They have the new arrival product, promotions, company update or education, anything that they do every day on social media, on the website, they can put in on their shop on GateCommerce and send to the customer. But the key important is that when the customer open the information, they will know who, when, and also how many. Because sometimes we send to 100, it's not sure that 100 people will see or not. But with the GateCommerce, we know who and when.
Are there any particular sectors that have ended up being more inclined to this kind of service than others? I think in Cambodia, the largest three would be fashion, electronics, cosmetics. Yeah. Are any of those three been a focus for you, or is it other categories?
Related to this industry or sector that we see that a lot of need of this e-commerce, I think most of the product selling business, they really need on this gate commerce or social commerce that we providing, because every business now they have a Telegram page channel and also Facebook shop or Facebook as well. But those technology is hardly because they not fully integrating on the full e-commerce technology, and that's why each business want to move on to e-commerce. But first thing will be cost; they have to spend a lot of money. Second is it's really hard to hardly to implementing on this because technology too advanced. And the thing that we actually step providing to them is that we're making the platform more easy. And we see the industry that really on is that food and beverage. We also seeing cosmetics, fashions, and also many material like company who sell products. They really want to, they can using this platform to leverage the product showcase and let the customer purchase their product and engage them. Yeah.
Great. And what is your kind of timeline for growth, fundraising, you know, things like that? What do you expect for 2024 and into the next few years? Are there any particular milestones that you want to achieve?
Yeah. Relating to the milestone that CodingGate have been put for our, yeah, I think we put in for 24 to 27th. So we with the gate commerce, we really having a strong commitment, not only me, but the whole of CodingGate team that we deciding and putting the commitment even a bit challenge. We want to put our 3 years plan to transform using this technology to transform business in Cambodia to have 100,000 shop to be having online shop on this, so that then this is the key important that they having the digital forefront, the technology that can keep the customer engaged, serve customer better, and then they can grow. So what I can see in the economy perspective is that one company can take care of the customer very well and they keep providing service so that they can reducing cost of marketing, they can reduce a lot of cost of customer acquisition, they can reduce so many things so that they can focus more on their products quality, they can focus more on the customer service. And the key important is that individual business can start sustain. Because one more thing that I observe, there are a lot of business, but how to assure the business can be sustained is really questionable. It's still in the question. Why? Because I meet into the, sometimes I meet with customer with a simple question. I say, when we bring in the e-commerce to them, our gate commerce, one thing that they concerned, it was ask me the questions like, how can I get the customer on my platform, right? And this is the thing that I was like, and then I asking them back, how can every day, how can you, the cost, how much customer do you engage every day, or how many customer you have in hand? They can't answer to this question. And the simple scenario of when they have the platform ready, the e-commerce platform for them, is that simple thing. Imagine like one restaurant, so they open and they serve customer 50 customer per day, and every time the customer coming to their restaurant, the key important task that the customer service or the owner to do is that let the customer, you know, access to their scan and get to their Telegram shop, and then they can connect. And then day by day, we can imagine like 50 per day, per month, we got almost like, Yeah, we almost like, okay, 50. We almost got 1,500. Let's say like maybe 500 not really interesting to scan and connect to the shop, but at least 1,000, right? Per year, mm-hmm. 12,000. 12,000 customers are connecting with that platform is far faster than other, you know, digital platform they can grow. So this is a simple step to do. But the problem they in the business, they don't have their own platform. So they rely on other platform that they hardly to know. They hardly to know that the customer, is it the real customer or not? Is the real people read through or not? But with this one, they really know this is their real customer. So that's why for us, we believe that each business should be focused on don't move too fast. Let me step down step by step, but build the empire, build their own empire. Even 1,000 customer also make a business success. 100,000 customer make them grow big, you know, but start from where? Start from, oh, they have their own place, their own customer. Yeah, this is the strategy that we want to give to the customer, the power of simple, you know, simple technology. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting, like thinking about it too. It's not only helping them build the brand value and recognition, it's also creating a relationship with customers. Yeah. And one of like the most important aspects in sales that maybe might be lacking in a lot of businesses in Cambodia too, where that communication between the shop owner and customer is very, it's just very direct. It's tell me what you want. Okay, this is what I offer. And then that's it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of layers to it where you want to build a long-term relationship with this customer who's going to be a repeat buyer in whatever industry or sector that it is. So I feel like the solution that you're providing is helping on a lot of those points there. So yeah, excited to see how that grows in Cambodia. And actually, I'm curious if you're focusing only in Cambodia, or do you have aspirations to extend the business or to I guess extend the business to the region, to any of the other neighboring countries?
Definitely. Surely that's is our direction for CodingGate as well. We're not only the local, I mean, take the name as a global startup, so we cannot just, you know, only be at one angle and call ourselves as global startup, right? So definitely it's our next step, because previously we only provide services, right? So providing services we can provide to the customer, and then certain level that we can having a really limited scale, because the more service we offer, the more resource that we have to scale as well. But for the products, which mean it's different, it's opposite. We just make sure our customer service team are very well, our consultant team are really well equipped, and we can scale to different country, and we're looking for partner to scale to another country, because we always value about partnership rather than go to another country penetrating the market there without having a good partner in the, you know, the local people, because this is the good thing, because local will know the best how can they impact. They have the sense of, you know, the sense of commitment to transform their success in the country. And for us, it's only honor, you know, to be part of their transformation with the provider technology advance that we have been spending years to year to build this technology and then impact to other country. So yeah, we're looking for more partner. And of course, I have some connection on that, but anyone who listen to this podcast and interesting to connect and start to establish this partnership, oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Of course. Start on your home soil and dominate the market there, and then extend to other locations. So, feel like that's a great game plan. Before we started the episode, we were talking a little bit about how, you know, you've gone through a personal transition of stepping down as CEO and taking a more executive director role. Now, I'm just curious to hear from your own experience what that's been like. Has life changed? Has a lot been taken off your plate, or do you feel like you're still just as much working on the business day in and day out as you were before?
Yeah. So yeah, as you know, it's also the news that I have been publicly announced on that I step into. Yeah, I have been stepping out as a chairman of the CodingGate since 2021 for that, because of I kind of taking the lesson journey on, you know, like before I say everything that, you know, everything is at all under my leadership, under myself, all right? And then I thinking that if the company can move forward, sustain on that, there should be a strong management on management can actually take lead of the business and move forward itself, right? So that's kind of young, very young, but a bit brave to believe that that can be possible for the young company on that at that time. So that's why I say, okay, rather I in charge on that day to day to always looking, managing on that. I believe that maybe my management team can actually also can take lead and also manage and bring the business, you know, grow on that as well. It's definitely is a good lesson that I can see that, okay, this is a good to embracing the management team so that they can actually manage, lead the team, keep the company running on that. But the thing is that we can see because of the industrial changes and also many factors that have been influenced externally and also internally, and we can see the you know, that the innovation and the business model and also the business complexity of CodingGate is also challenges having certain level that limiting our management teams. So this is kind of thing that, okay, by having a proper, you know, discussion, understanding, lesson learned all together, and yeah, all the management team, yeah, happy to call me back and say, okay, so let me, you know, don't work too far. You can having the direct power to working day to day with them so that can motivate and engaging them on the another level. So the participation that I joined, the commitment for me to step to be a CEO of the company working along. So there are many good points on that now we have the new chief sales officer come and join us, many experience in corporate environment, also the many work with the same IT industry, and we also transit our CEO. I'm really honored to having my CEO as well, Piron. He actually have been advanced his skill. He actually a programmer and have been stepped into the CEO, and yeah, knowing his passion, knowing he's really really interesting about the area that he want to focus, he actually a bit of step down on to in charge as a CTO. So now CodingGate, not only one CTO in one company, we have three CTO on that, and having three different divisions so that we can advance our offer to the customer as well. So one, we have the CTO for research and innovation. We have the second will be, we have the enterprise technology development, and also the front end technology development. So this is our key important that we secure that we can provide the technology advances to our customer. So this is a big transition on that, and also other department, and now our team getting to 60 plus team back because we have been through COVID, so we have going a good number of the team going, you know, the team have been getting small, and now we're getting to the big team back, which is make me feeling really proud that we can stand and we can keep on, you know, creating more technology for the market. Yeah.
Great. And how do you, like, going through this whole transition from more of a service consulting based company to now a product company, how do you kind of keep that culture together? Is it a lot about delegation, or is it, you know, having company retreats, like, or consistent, like, work culture? I believe you also have a chief people officer, which is something actually I haven't seen that often in Cambodia. So I'm just curious your perspectives.
Sure.
On that.
Yeah, definitely. Was talking, thank you for raising up. I think I have to give a credit to my chief people officer that's one of the key person to really actually, you know, we working in technical people, right? So, and also giving people to enough care, enough working, connect with them to build up each of people to have role responsibility and also the direction. So now with AI and also with the put to the right people as well, with AI and also our chief people officer, we can actually having each of our team with a 3 years to 5 year plan to know where is their goal and how is that we can grow with them on that. So this is the key important to give people each people role responsibility clear, the good structure of the org chart of ourselves, give a power to each department properly and also have enough time to empowering the team on that. And of course, delegation and also to understand the thing. You see that we actually setting the three CTOs. So we have one CTO, our Mr. Ratanak, he actually our the CTO on that. He focused on innovation, research and innovation. So he is the key person who actually focused on product development. And our previous CEO, now CTO, he focused on enterprise technology. And also one of my core team, Kira, is actually also the CTO as well. And they together to focus on services. So then we have different people to handle different focus, because provide service have different mindset, and also provide the product having different mindset. So very important to manage this focus correctly. It's really important. Yeah.
Yep. Fully agree there. And I'm sure at the end of our first episode that we recorded, which was episode 16 in middle of May of 2021, which it's been due time that we've had you back on, but our traditional closing question that we'd like to ask each of our guests now is, what is the most important piece of advice that you have ever been given? I don't think we got that one from you when we did our first recording back then, but would love to hear now.
I think that the piece of advice I can share with now is that we have to be a person to creating the positive change, or a person to giving other people empowerment, so that we can creating, you know, the positive energy surrounding the society that we live, embracing ourselves of that we have to spend effective time to perform our works more and to be more, you know, more the person who produce the great result of every day of our days, rather than, you know, be one place stuck without learn some new thing and advance the skill and also achieve a great thing in life. And very important is the teamwork. So the teamwork, the team skill is very very important. If you don't have, learn it. And if we have that skill already, we have to use it, using from small group to the big group, to the community, to the level of big influence, so that we need more people having good teamwork. And especially in the technology space, it's very important that every work cannot achieve by one person. It need a lot of people contribute each skill into this work as well. And no matter what challenges or we face on that, but we have to focus on what we creating, the life value that we create must be continue creating on that, and keep focus on growing and keep focus on making things, making change and making all the things that we should take care, and also creating the solution and solve all the things that we need to solve and creating bigger impact. And at certain point of time that we can creating something that can creating domino effects in a positive way. And I'm really encouraging people to, yeah, keep up growing ourselves, keep grow up our skill and creating more bigger impact. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice. And you know, it's really important for everyone to reflect every now and then, and especially at a company they're either running or working at, and thinking about the culture that's been built there and making sure that you're aligned with it, and how important it is that if everybody is on the same page, there is such a strong momentum and wind that's behind that. And in Cambodia, a topic that we discussed a lot on, especially in like 2022, early 2023, was on building company culture. So from the discussion today, sounds like CodingGate, there's a really strong company culture. And what that does is further inspire others to continue to be better versions of themselves, and then ultimately be able to perform at the job that they want to be at, and then ultimately build the better product for the customer. So I think altogether, that's a really great way of putting it. And, you know, Monkal, thank you again for joining Rising Giants, being the first guest of 2024. Max and I were super excited to hear that you were going to be our first guest. So we're looking forward to the episode release, and yeah, and happy to, you know, excited to see you soon. So thank you again for taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it was a really great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Monkal.